When Montgomery County's Abington School District shut down last year, Lizbeth Little's dining room morphed into a classroom, with iPads and Chromebooks replacing plates and cutlery.
It was a difficult process to, line them all up, kind of assembly order, and then help them all log in and sort through all the windows and things that they were using.
Little works full-time and is a mom of four children. Her youngest is just a toddler, but her other three are all school-aged, and they each have an IEP, so they are enrolled in special education. Her oldest, Joshua, is 12. He has autism and anxiety. Despite the challenges, he's stayed on with Abington as a virtual student. But his 10-year-old twin sisters haven't.
We lasted probably about a month in regular virtual school, or COVID school, whatever you want to call it. And then I withdrew them, and I homeschooled them.
Little's twins are fourth graders, Alicia and Caitlin. Little says each of them has a learning disability, and this was the first year they've ever struggled academically. She says that's partly because they never really finished third grade. Remember, COVID hit in March 2020, with about 3 months left on the school calendar. And when September came, many kids just started their next grade.
I don't think that any kids were at grade level. I think they were all behind. And I think the school district expected the kids just to pick up and go, like nothing had happened.
Little says as their teacher, she's focused on education requirements and their overall well-being, and working to slowly get them back up to speed. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.